Double dice. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Double Dose.
Hello.
Hi Taylor.
What's been going on?
Oh my God, I feel like so much has happened since I last saw you.
I know. It goes quick, but then it's also like our lives just goes on.
We have crazy lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought a car.
So exciting.
I'm so excited.
I got to go in it.
Yeah.
Passenger princess.
Yeah, my passenger princess. A Mazda, black, brand new. First brand new car I've ever bought in my life.
So. I've never bought one.
What do you mean?
I've never bought a brand new car. Oh, both of my cars have been secondhand because I don't trust myself.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's fair. Also, cars are a waste of money, famously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just couldn't help myself.
Did you get to like peel plastic off everything?
No, but they had like the full red ribbon on the car and everything.
Cute.
And they took a little photo. It was so awkward because I had no one there with me. I was like, oh, this is so awkward.
Just you and the car salesman.
Yes,
and he's
literally.
Like.
And he's like, are you excited? I'm like, yeah.
I don't have anyone to share it with.
I know.
No, it's really nice. It's very sleek.
Yeah.
Have you got a wild story for me?
I do. This crazy story is about the same ex-boyfriend that the friend and ex-boyfriend story is about, the one that I lived with in Brisbane.
Yeah.
So he worked in the mines and he did FIFO.
Mm-hmm.
And randomly one day he was like, oh, my friend from the mines is going to come stay here tonight. And I was like, oh, were you going to ask me? But whatever. I was like, it's fine. Like, we'll have some drinks. It'll be all good.
Yeah.
So this friend arrives and like he was a man of few words, didn't really say much. And we invited one of our other friends over and we ended up getting quite drunk and it was fun and it was fine. But I barely spoke to this friend because he was so like quiet and shy.
And just showed up like out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was just a bit weird. But anyway, it comes to bedtime and I have given no indication to this man that I am interested in him. Let's just make that clear.
Hold on. So you weren't still with your boyfriend? You were just living
together? No, we were just living together. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So I was single.
Yeah.
And so I go to bed. I'm like, see you guys. Good night. I'm going to bed and close my door. About 5 minutes later, I hear a knock on my door and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who's that? I open the door and it's the friend. And he's like, hey, like, you know, I'm out on the couch. I was wondering if you'd mind if I slept in your bed. And I was like, no, like, sorry, you can sleep in bed. Like, I know he's got a blow up mattress, but like, just go sleep in there. And then he was like, well, I don't know. It's just like, I don't really want to sleep on a blow up mattress or on the couch. And like, you know, your bed looks so comfy. He's like, I promise I won't touch you. I won't like come near you, all this stuff. And I was like, I've said no already, like, and I was a bit of a people pleaser. So I was like, oh, okay, but like, stay on your side of the bed. So I ended up saying yes, because I like didn't know what to do. And then he gets into bed and within like 2 minutes, he starts like touching my leg. Literally the biggest ick. And like, I was not interested in this man at all. And I don't know if he thought I was just like easy because of my job or like what he thought was going to happen. I have no idea. Anyway, and then I was starting to think, like, I wonder if my ex has told him to, like, do this.
Because, to try.
Yeah. Because this was after, I think, the whole Amelia thing. So I was like, I wonder if this is, like,
he's trying to test you.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I'm like, stop that. Like, please stop. He's like, oh, you know, like, trying to cuddle me and stuff. I'm like, please stop. I literally asked him so many times. Finally, he falls asleep and he starts snoring like a rhinoceros so loudly. I ended up getting out of my bed and going and sleeping on the couch. But like me, he kicked me out of my room, like
that,
basically.
That is like that whole story is an ick.
It was the biggest ick ever. And then he got up at like 5 a.m. to go catch his flight and he saw me sleeping on the couch and he kind of just looked at me and then left. Like he didn't even say anything. And I was like, you fucking asshole.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, right?
I don't even feel bad for him.
No, I don't feel bad for him either.
Just stay on the couch.
I wish I'd said no and stayed strong on that because what the fuck, Annie?
No, you know for next time.
Exactly. What about you? Do you have a story?
Mine is from when I was 18 or 19. I used to work in a bar and we had like a nightclub a couple nights a week. Mm-hmm. And one night we had this show called Magic Men it was like Magic Men or Triple XL Men or something like that. So you know what it was. It was strippers. And my best friend and I worked together and we loved our jobs, loved working the bar. And I had a boyfriend who worked, he was my manager at the job. So I was obviously not interested in the stripper, but my friend is like, we're going to hang out with these guys. Like, I'm going to kiss one of them and we're going to hang out after. And I was like, all right, you go, girl, you plan it and I'll come with you. And we ended up going back to the hotel that all the strippers had booked. And it was like 3 a.m. They were giving me and my best friend private lap dances.
Oh my God, for free?
She's for free. Yeah. She's hooking up with one of them. My boyfriend knew we were there. He was just like, okay, like, have fun, like, bye. Yeah, and then it was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. She got what she wanted and we just went home.
I love
after
that.
A free private male strip show.
Wow. How many men were there?
I think there was in the show there was like 8 or 12, like there was heaps, but staying in that room there was 4.
Okay.
So yeah, we were with 4 of them at the end. And one of them was just on F Boy Island.
No way. Yeah. That's so yeah, funny.
She messaged me and she's like, do you recognize that guy on F Boy Island? I was like, no.
Was he an F Boy?
I think he was.
Okay.
I think he was. Check I can't out. Remember. I was like, no, don't recognize him. And she's like, Taylor, we went back to his hotel room. And I was like, oh my God.
That's so funny.
And we were such babies too.
Yeah. Oh my God. How old was he? Like,
I don't know.
I wonder.
He's not, I think he was only like 27 or 28 in the show. So he was only a couple years older than me.
Okay. Yeah.
And a stripper.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's my crazy story.
I love that.
Well, Annie, to be honest, I think yours is just a bit of a sad boy situation.
What do you mean a sad boy? No, sorry,
like he's just a sad boy who's obviously it's kind of rapey, which is not good.
Yeah, it isn't.
Yeah, so I don't. That's not wild. I just think that's a bit sad. It and is yuck. Mm-hmm. So I think sorry, Taylor. I think you won it. Yours is wilder.
Good.
Damn it! Oh no. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Fuck you. Ugh.
Love it.
Yucky.
I just live a crazy life, obviously.
My tagline now. Yucky.
Yucky. Okay, let's get into the sealed section.
I'm excited for today's one.
Me too. I feel like I can talk a lot on this.
Me too.
We are going to talk about attachment styles.
Yes. So basically, anxious attachment versus avoidant attachment styles.
Do you know what you are?
I know what I am, and I think it's the same as you.
Really?
I am so much of an anxious attachment style. It's crazy. I need
therapy.
Thought
you would have been the opposite.
No.
I'm anxious as heck.
Yeah, same.
I was telling Ken's last night at dinner.
Yeah.
My boyfriend said to me the other day, he's like, I was just having a moment, and he's like, I'm just going to go see my dad and get some sun, and my eyes were welling up.
Oh,
and he's like, Taylor, I'll be back in 1 hour. And I was like, no.
You can't leave me. That's so funny.
We're both anxious.
Yeah, very anxious. For people that don't know what anxious attachment styles are, it's basically when you're like anxious in a relationship and you're kind of very needy and you kind of need them around a lot. And if they start to pull away, you start freaking out and like chasing them like, why? Where are you? Like you kind of like go a bit crazy sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this current relationship is probably the worst I've been because I care more.
Yeah.
But when I pull back more, that's when he closes the gap.
Yeah.
He's very avoidant.
Oh,
if there's
God.
An issue, he's wants to be out of the house for the entire night. Yeah. He's like, don't talk to me. Just leave me alone.
Well, that's funny because anxious attachment styles, they go hand in hand with avoidant mm-hmm. attachment styles. And my ex-boyfriend was an avoidant attachment style. So he would do the same. Like either he would pull away and then I'd chase him and then he would hate that and pull away even more.
Yeah.
Or I would pull away and then he would chase me to close the gap, as you said.
We actually talk about this all the time because he will always say, if I was the same as you, you would hate it. Like if we were both chasing each other all the time. He's like, you only like me because I don't give you attention. I'm like, yeah, probably.
That is true. Yeah.
But we've like over the last almost 2 years, we've had to learn how to fight.
Right.
And like he obviously knows that I want to talk and I want to get to the bottom of things and I need to give him the space that he needs.
Yeah. It's about finding that like in between
where
you're both happy.
Yeah.
My issue is always that I need to talk about it because if I don't, I'm like, I can't sleep. I can't think about anything else. I'm so stressed.
Yeah.
And that was the issue with my ex-boyfriend is he didn't want to talk about it. He just wanted to sweep it under the rug and forget about it. But I was like, I need to talk about this and like get it out.
Was he like self-aware of that's how he was acting or he just –
I feel like he wasn't at the time, but then obviously, you know how I said I stayed friends with him for a while.
Yeah.
He then started to become aware of how he was and why he was like that.
Right.
So
he sort of like had to take a step back to realize, okay, I was probably pushing her away a bit too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's good when people who have the avoidant attachment style and the anxious attachment style are aware of what they have, because it's a bit easier to work on it and to try and not fix it, because there's nothing wrong with us, but just try and, like, I guess, find middle ground with our partners or whatever.
And just, like, know how to use it.
Yeah.
I think if I just go for a walk and just chill, listen to a podcast, I'm fine. I'm like, okay, I just see what's going on from his perspective and how I can figure out how I'm feeling, and then we're fine.
Yeah. You need to take a step back sometimes and just, like, think about it. Look at it from, like, an outside perspective and be like, okay, maybe I'm being a little bit silly and I should calm down a little bit.
When it's not the easiest choice to make when you're in the anxious mode.
Definitely not.
When you want to send 100 text messages, you're like, don't press send. You do it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. When did you realize that you had an anxious attachment style?
I think probably when I left my last relationship before the one I'm in now. Mm-hmm. When we broke up, I knew he was sleeping with his childhood lover. They're now together and have a baby.
Right.
I knew he was sleeping with her, and obviously I knew in my heart, I'm like, I'm going to move to Newcastle. I'm going to leave. This is not the person that I want anymore. But I still kept looking for closure for a couple of months after. And I'm like, I don't care about this person. I don't want to be with him. So why am I still like asking him these questions and asking him why he cheated? Mm-hmm. He cheated because he didn't want to be with me.
Yeah.
He wanted to be with her. Mm-hmm. I think that's when I realized, when I kept going back and just randomly messaging him, I'm just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And then even in fights, I was always the one to close the gap, and reflecting on that relationship is when I realized what I was like. So then going into this one, I was pretty much like, hey, I'm very much anxiously attached, so we got to work with that.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like that's a good way to start a relationship, knowing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if I was to get into a relationship now, it'd be very helpful for me to know that already, that I have that anxious attachment style.
Yeah.
And then helpful for them as well, because they know a little bit more how to deal with it, I guess.
I literally sent my boyfriend, I think, the attachment styles, all, like, everything. And I was like, this is what I am, so you can read about it. And I know what you are, but you tell me what you think you are. And then, we'd have very, I feel like, healthy fights.
Yeah, that's good.
Knowing what each other are.
Yeah.
Yeah. What advice would you give our listeners who are in relationships, looking for one, going into one, about their attachment styles?
I would say do your research on attachment styles, because my mind was blown when I did my research. I think I saw a TikTok or something, and then I went and did my own research.
Yeah.
And when I realized what attachment style I was, it actually, like, gave me so much relief. And then now, as I said, like, if I go forth into a relationship, I know what to do, I know how to act, and I'm very much self-aware. So I'd say do your research, try and figure out what attachment style you have, so that when you do enter a relationship, or if you're in a relationship and it's a little bit toxic, you can work on it a little bit better and, you know, try and meet in the middle with your partner or whatever. Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Maybe we should post a little chart of all the attachment styles on our Instagram.
Yeah, let's do it.
Find out what everyone is.
Exactly. Then people can do their own little research and comment what they are. Yeah. Cute. Love it. Okay, guys. So we have a new segment this week. We're really excited to introduce it. It's called Spicy Sessions. Taylor, did you want to introduce what we're talking about today?
Okay, so when we decided to start a podcast, I put out a question box very early on, before we had announced anything, asking what people would want to know from us. And one of my only questions that was appropriate, well, it's not appropriate, but it was appropriate for us to talk about, is how to prepare for anal.
I think this is a fair question.
It is a fair question. I have a lot I can talk about.
Well, I feel like this is going to be mostly you, because I feel like you do this a lot on your spicy side.
I do. I make a lot of this content because it sells.
Yeah.
And it's something that I guess my partner and I are just comfortable with doing with each other now.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not, I'm not scared of it anymore. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I really don't feel like it. It's a lot emotionally for me to do. But it's been a journey.
Yes.
When I look at, like, how I would prep now compared to how I prepped for my first video, it's very, very different.
How did you prep? I'm curious to know how you prepped for your first.
None.
You didn't. You just went straight.
Just made sure I was feeling okay.
Okay.
In the stomach and loop. And that was it. And we were like, okay, this is it.
Fine.
It was fine, okay. But it did come with some mistakes, okay. Like what Honey Brooks mentioned.
Okay, some juices were juicing.
Yeah, the juices can juice if you're not careful.
Yeah.
So it's gone from that to, okay, I need to try something to make sure it is completely clean because people ask for some dirty stuff to do with anal.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Some stuff that's borderline banned on OnlyFans.
Can we know what it is?
So on OnlyFans, you can do an anal cream pie.
Okay.
As long as what is coming out is actually white. Looks like cum. If it okay. looks any other color, OnlyFans will take it down gotcha. Straight away. This has happened only on one video of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was right at the beginning of this year. It got taken down. I was like, oh my God, what's wrong? Why is this happening?
Right.
And then found out it was because of that, because it didn't look like cum.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I need to buy an anal douche.
Yeah.
So I only did the other week.
Oh, you only just did it the other week.
It's only new and yeah. it felt weird.
What can you explain like what happens and what it is?
So it's probably like this big.
And what is it?
And it's like it's got a tube on the end.
Yeah.
And you fill it up with water.
Okay. I've got one of these for my ears. My ear. It's not a cold douche.
I probably wouldn't use it for both. Maybe just keep okay. one for your ears and noted. One for this. Anyway, so you fill it up with water and then put some lube on the end, put it up there and you just squeeze it really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I assume it feels like what a colonic would feel like.
I've had a colonic, so I know what that feels like.
I assume it's like that. Like it just squirts up.
Water, yeah.
But every time I do it, nothing comes out.
Well, that's weird. That's a bit, where's it going?
I don't know. Like it comes out into the toilet, but it's just water.
Oh. So maybe you're already like,
clear. I don't know. Yeah.
Do you do any prep like the day before in terms of like what you eat and stuff?
Not. I don't do it thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do eat pretty clean.
Yeah.
And
mostly, you're vegan.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly fruit and veg anyway. So I feel like I have quite good digestion.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, we went out for tacos and cocktails last night. I probably wouldn't film that scene yeah. today.
Yeah.
But yeah, just making sure everything's really clean, that you're eating good, drinking heaps of water, your digestion is good.
Yeah.
You can get a douche to clean it out. You don't have to. I've seen girls mm-hmm. just use their finger and some right. lube and make sure there's nothing there.
Okay.
And also he needs to be gentle.
Yeah.
Not go too deep. And for if you need to film an anal cream pie for whatever reason, make sure when he finishes it's not too deep.
Yeah, because then it won't come out, right?
Because if it's just like shallow,
yeah,
it's very easy.
Gotcha. Well, I've seen a lot of creators talk about online that they'll like prepare that for the day before they do an yeah. anal scene and they like eat really high fiber foods and stuff and then they stop eating.
I saw a girl post yeah. that the other day.
Like 8 hours before the scene or something and then they won't eat anything until they've filmed the anal scene and then they'll eat again.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I normally don't eat too much during the day anyway mm-hmm. and we'll have one big meal for dinner and when we on filming days we'll film before dinner.
Okay.
So I probably don't have too much in my system
yeah.
prior to filming anyway, but it's not something that I keep note of and do on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably just a good thing that you have good digestion.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to any of my family who listen to this.
I mean, it comes with the territory.
I just hope they don't. Maybe I won't share this episode.
Yeah, maybe not.
Do you have any notes or tips on this?
I mean, look, I don't do this with a partner. Mm-hmm. I don't have like a boyfriend or whatever, but I just do solo videos and the utensils that I use are mm-hmm. quite small.
Yeah.
So I don't do like proper like dildo anal scenes or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I don't really have to prep. I mean, obviously if I'm going to do a scene, I'll make sure that like I'm pretty empty and I feel like I can tell when I'm feeling empty because you got that skinny feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
but, yeah, I mean, I don't really do much prep or anything. It's just me. So if a mistake was to happen, I just won't share that video.
You don't have to share it.
Yeah.
Another thing that just popped into my head in terms of actually doing it. You just need to be so relaxed and so comfortable.
Yeah, because if you're tense, that's not good.
Yeah, I have tried with exes before and it's just like that is not happening.
Right.
And I'd look back, I'm like, I probably just wasn't comfortable and didn't want to do it with them.
Yeah, it was probably like you were anxious and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so nervous. Then obviously with my boyfriend now, yeah. It's just whatever. It's just normal.
Yeah.
Very comfortable. We fell into filming this kind of stuff. I think we actually had anal sex for ourselves before
I was going to ask that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were already comfortable doing it just yeah. between us and then the camera was not an issue.
Yeah. The first time that you did anal, did it hurt?
I'm just trying to think. I would have been 20 or 21 when I first tried it, and I don't, it didn't work.
Yeah, you were just like, yeah.
It's just as soon as there was a little bit, I was like, no, that is not, that's going to hurt and that's not happening.
That happened to me the first time too. I was like, nope.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's my advice.
Yeah, I like that advice. It's good.
I posted a TikTok saying advice on this from a professional and I got so much hate.
Were people like, you're not a professional?
Yeah, they're like, how can you be a professional at this? And I was like, well, it's listen to the TikTok. Maybe you'll know. Welcoming this week's guest, we have Caitlin Rose joining us. Hello.
Hello.
So you are an OnlyFans model. Yes. How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing OnlyFans now for about 3 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Same. Probably started at the same time.
Yeah.
COVID?
It was in the January that I started.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
nice.
My shifts were getting laid back and I was like, I need to make some money.
Something's got to change.
Yeah. Was that what made you get into it?
Originally what made me get into it is Michael and I, we went on a big overseas trip. We had some credit card debt to pay off and I thought, you know what, may as well try and start this, and never expected it to become anything big.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of extra money to help get that credit card debt gone.
Yeah.
And then it started picking up and then I thought, oh, this could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about doing OnlyFans?
I really love the freedom that it's given me, and yep, also just all the people that I've met doing it. I've met some amazing girls, some amazing friends, and, you know, it's given me the opportunity to do so many things, travel, and,
It just changes your life.
Yeah, completely. And I never would have expected it. I would always see, like, other big creators and just think, oh, imagine being like that big and like having this amazing life, and then yeah, just totally came fully
and then it happens.
And it happens and then you're like, oh my god, it's me now.
Yeah. So good. So you are in a relationship.
Yeah.
What's it like being in a relationship and doing OnlyFans together?
Honestly, it's really good. It was because of Michael that I actually started it.
Was it his idea?
Yeah, it was his idea. So one time we were on a camping trip with some friends actually, mm-hmm, and my friend was like, oh, I don't know if you know, I've just started doing OnlyFans. And I thought, oh, I feel like I've heard of that before. Like, tell me a bit more about it. And she told me about it. And then Michael was like, Caitlin, like, that sounds good. Like, you should go for it. And I never expected him to be the type of person that would do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, if you're all for it, then let's do it. And he was really supportive. He was right into it with me from the start.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Did you start with like the couples content straight away, or did you start with like more like lingerie stuff and then slowly get into it?
I did mostly start with some solo content.
Yeah.
And then it quickly sort of changed into content with Michael as well.
Yeah.
It sort of didn't take long for me to realize that that's sort of what people were after.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was something that we were sort of comfortable with doing anyway from the beginning. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Does OnlyFans ever get in between your relationship or cause any dramas?
No, it hasn't actually, to be honest.
I feel like just from the outside, yeah, you guys always just seem so strong.
Yeah.
Like you can tell that you two are in it together.
Yeah. I agree.
I feel like we've always had a really good trust. We've been together for 10 years now. So yeah, at the time when I started, we'd already been in a relationship for like 7 years.
You had that good foundation.
Yeah, we had that good mm-hmm foundation, and, you know, he never had any troubles with me doing it, and our communication has always been really good as well. So
yeah,
I think if you have, you know, a good relationship with good communication, then there's not really much that can go wrong.
Yeah, it's so important. My boyfriend pushed me to do it as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like when they're the ones who bring it up and they're into it from the beginning, it's just easy.
Yeah.
The only issue is if they ever like take a bad photo or have a bad angle.
Yeah, I've definitely trained him well with that.
Yeah.
Well.
You definitely yeah have.
Yeah.
He did great camera angles for us.
I know, yeah, he did.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's right into it. He loves it. He's you know, happy to help out with my collabs and everything as yeah well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Now, there's a lot of stigma around sex work and OnlyFans. What do you think the biggest misconception about the industry or about sex workers is?
I honestly feel like some people think there's nothing else about you. Like
yeah,
you do OnlyFans and that's it. They think there's no other personality trait that you have. They just label you as, oh, you do OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Put and you in a box.
Yeah, they do. And it's like, it's a bit of a shame really, because the people that you meet, you realize how much, like, how interesting their lives are.
Yeah, and everyone's so unique and different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. So there has been times where a lot of people have sort of just put me in that box, and I see it all the time with other creators as well, where they're just like, oh, they don't want to get to know you anymore. As soon as they find out you do OnlyFans,
yeah,
sometimes it's just like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being judgmental and all of that. Yeah, 100%.
Going from that, it might tie in a little bit, but are there any negative experiences you've had that have come from OnlyFans or while doing it?
I've definitely lost some girlfriends over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really close with a few girls that just sort of, it became very obvious that once I told them that I did start OnlyFans, they were very distant.
Yeah.
I had some girls like fully block me off all my goodness. Social media.
Without talking to you, they just blocked you?
Yeah, just, I didn't even realize right away. But yeah, I just, you know, you sort of wonder, oh, you know, it's been a while since I've spoken to this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, go to have a stalk and catch up and see how they're going, and fully, like, everything just blocked on everything.
God,
yeah,
that's
just
really
like
extreme.
Full cold turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I had some girls, like, I guess, distance themselves, and it just got to the point where I was like, okay, clearly you're not going to support me. So I unfollowed them.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Once it gets like a year of them not replying, I'm like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. I'm not going to chase you.
Yeah. And you meet so many people, and, you know, your whole friendships change as well. I do have, most of my friends have been really supportive and have stuck around, and, you know, that's how it is. But yeah, you do meet a lot of other people that you do connect with. So
yeah,
I mean, you win some, you lose some.
And I feel like doing OnlyFans, it makes you realize who your true friends are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We ask this to all of our guests. What's the craziest thing that has happened to you on OnlyFans?
I would say, so I have this one subscriber that has always asked me to make a custom for him sitting on another girl's face, but not just sitting on it, but like suffocate,
smothering.
Oh,
like
my god,
full smothering.
I get asked this too.
Your whole body weight, can you just sit on another girl's face? And I've never done that before, because I'm like, I don't think I could do that.
And sometimes it's not even nude, it's just smothering.
That's so strange.
And then, so because I said no to that, he just was so persistent, and he's like, well, can you role play it with like a cushion? I was like, okay, I can settle for that. But
it's probably the same person. Surely there's not multiple. I mean, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So funny.
You haven't had it, Annie?
No, I haven't had that. I've had belly button fetishes and stepping on potato chips.
Stepping on chips. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, you've been traveling all around Australia with your boyfriend, living the dream. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we, after COVID, I'll start off, we decided, okay, let's stop renting, get out of this whole, you know, putting money down the drain renting. We were going to buy a house, and we'd actually signed a contract to buy a house, and then decided, you know what, we're not ready to be like settled down yet. So we bought a caravan. Michael's always been into four wheel driving, and, you know, he sort of dragged me into that as well. So yeah, we bought the caravan, did up the four wheel drive, and decided let's do something different and start traveling our country, because we've always done like overseas trips and stuff like that. So we thought there's so much to explore here, and it was always his passion as well. So
yeah,
we started up a YouTube channel for that and started traveling around and seeing Australia, and it's been amazing.
It looks amazing from your Instagram.
Yeah, so beautiful.
So jealous.
Yeah, we love it.
I want to do it so bad.
Me too.
I would be the worst at camping.
Same.
And folding.
It's so nice.
I would have a breakdown every day from what you've told me. I'm like, I would just not cope.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's definitely one of those things that's sugar-coated online by a lot of people. Like, you're just seeing all these amazing places. I feel like no one talks about how things go wrong, things don't go to plan.
Yeah.
And when that happens, it's stressful, because you're like, oh my god, is this only happening to me? Like,
yeah, especially when you're in the middle of nowhere, it's like, how do we fix this?
Like, no phone reception, and yeah, things go wrong, and that's something that's not talked about enough, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
And you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
You're too far away to do anything else.
I know, yeah.
Do you guys have any more travel plans coming up?
We do. So we're at home at the moment just to catch up with family and friends. That's something that's really important to us. But do some resetting, and we've got some big things planned for our travel business. So Can't wait to announce all of that.
We're not allowed to know yet.
No, I know, yeah. But after that's all planned, we will be doing more trips. Yep. Yeah, we need to be home for what's planned for now. And yeah, then we'll be back on the road and exploring more of the country. Mm-hmm. So,
amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, one last question. I wanted to know where you see yourself in 10 years.
I would like to be, this is hard. I'd like to be settled down in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a family, want kids.
How many kids do you want?
I would like 2 kids, but Michael wants 3.
Yeah.
So I think we'll probably settle on 3. But, yeah, we'd like to be settled down. But we do really want to keep traveling as mm-hmm. well when we have kids. So,
yeah,
we'll probably buy property somewhere mm-hmm. so that we have that for when we are home.
Yeah.
But while our kids are young, we definitely want to help them see the country as yeah. well and just make those memories together.
So cute.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us, Caitlin.
Thank you for having me.
We've loved having you on. Did you want to plug your socials so yeah, people sure. can follow you?
So if you'd like to follow me, my Instagram is onlyrosie. And if you are interested in my travels, my YouTube is Oz Adventure Life.
Perfect.
Okay, Annie, our last segment for today is Do You Remember?
Yes.
I'll say mine first.
Go ahead. I'm excited.
Do you remember pretending to be asleep in the back of your parents' car so that they would carry you inside when you were a kid?
No.
Maybe it was just me. Whenever we'd be out for dinner or something, my sisters and I, really lazy kids, obviously, would pretend to be asleep so that mum or dad would carry us inside to bed so we didn't have to do anything.
You were a smart kid, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I mean, maybe I wasn't smart enough to think of something like that.
We also used to, if we're on the lounge and say it was 8 o'clock and mum's like, all right, you're going to go to bed soon, pretend to be asleep on the couch so you could watch TV for a bit longer.
Oh, and you're like half asleep with your eye. That's so funny. Oh my God, you're intelligent.
Yeah.
I love that.
I can't believe you didn't do it.
No. Fuck, I missed out. Maybe I'll do it now.
Well, I hope I can resonate with yours.
Yeah, you definitely will.
Okay.
So do you remember Pingu?
Yeah.
I loved Pingu. But recently I saw a TikTok and it was so suggestive.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, as if we watched this. He was like, the dad, I can't remember exactly what the scene was, but the dad was like, I think holding a fish. And he was like, with the fish, as if he's like, it looked like he was giving a blowjob.
I've seen these TikToks, yeah. But not that one.
Oh my God. And I was like, what the fuck? How was this allowed on TV? Like our parents probably thought it was so funny. But like we would have just have had no idea.
My parents would never really watch anything like that with me. They put it on and leave us. That's and we're true. Getting brainwashed by a penguin.
By sexually suggestive penguins.
I do remember.
Yeah. It was a good show.
So cute.
I know, I miss it.
Maybe not now.
Yeah, maybe not.
I bet when I get home now, my For You page is going to be all Pingu.
For sure.
The underlying meaning.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us this week, guys.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials, doubledose.thepodcast, and subscribe on Spotify and Apple.
And we'll see you next week. Double Dose.